Now, much of the fear around a nuclear missile is the radiation fallout, but there's also another possible effect that you might not know much about. A nuclear blast can trigger an electromagnetic pulse that would essentially fry your electronics. It could disrupt power grids and telecommunication systems, all tied to technology that we have come to heavily depend on. We talked earlier with Ed Texera, the former head of what was formerly known as the State Civil Defense, now known as the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, about what might be like, about what that might be like. He shared personal experiences with the nuclear testing in the Pacific decades ago.
The question is, the real concern for me, put it this way, the real concern for me and other members of the public is North Korea has been hinting of doing an atmosphere test somewhere in the Pacific. Now, that should offend all of us in the Pacific, let alone all the, at the national level and so on. That is very, very worrisome. And I would hope through diplomacy and through other ways that we basically convince the North Koreans not to do that. Mm-hmm. Even if they test a weapon like that in the Pacific Ocean or over the Pacific Ocean, wherever it's going to be, and if it's, I think, somewhere in the North Pacific, and perhaps this side of the dateline, we may be affected by that particular test. And we can be affected by the test through electromagnetic pulse, which is a natural phenomenon. But that EMP becomes exponential, if you will, when detonated by a nuclear weapon. And it has the potential to basically shut down all of our electronics, perhaps burn out most of our computer systems. So, it is a real threat, real, real concern and real threat. And what EMP is electromagnetic kind of field that's put out when a nuclear weapon is detonated, and that particular wave, just particular its speed of light, and it can just interrupt, interfere, even burn out radios, anything electronic, electrical, and so on. So basically, even traffic lights could stop working that day if it did happen.
Right, so that's a whole other aspect of a missile that maybe most people hadn't thought about.
I tell people, if I may, Catherine, I tell people that I'm an old man of the sea, but I was in my teens in 1962 when the U.S. government detonated a nuclear weapon, I think it was about 1.2 megatons, over Johnston Island in the atmosphere. It was supposed to go off, I think it was July the 9th, 1962. Many of us were on the beach waiting for it to happen. I think it was going to go at 9, it was late to 11, and I'll never forget it. You know, it was like somebody with a big flash camera. We were all looking out to the west. I was on the shores of Ewa Beach, Oahu. And all everybody looking out to the west, we heard the countdown on the radio, and when it went off, the radio went silent, and it was like somebody with a giant flash camera taking a picture from above. And as the ball got brighter and brighter, at the brightest point, Catherine, it was like midday. I could see my shadow, I could look across to a Diamond Head and see the whole line of Waikiki as if it was 12 noon. But we also learned about EMP from that particular blast or that detonation. You know, EMP, because all right. The phone systems on Oahu and elsewhere went down.
That was Ed Texera, who most recently worked with the county's Emergency Management Agency and had a long career with what was formerly known as State Civil Defense between 1996 and 2011. We're continuing to hear from you about the false missile threat. Listeners have called in across the state, some wondering about restoring trust in the state agency charged with alerting the public during the threat of a disaster, natural or man-made. A full report on the incident and recommendations on how to avoid a repeat of the mistake is still weeks away. But our listeners called in, they've got ideas to share about their experience.
Hi, Fritz Vogel Volcano, Big Island. Yes, I trust civil defense. Rogue employees can adversely affect any organization. Unfortunately, when it comes to civil defense, the impact extends far past its organizational boundaries. No doubt CD will put changes into effect to minimize the possibility of this impact in the future. But unfortunately, the root cause will probably not be addressed. That's the inability of management within the state civil service system to effectively address problem employees before they go ballistic.
My name is Kyle Matsumura, and I just wanted to address the gentleman you just had on talking about the firing and forgiving. It's not so much that we're not, well, at least I am tired of hearing about what's wrong and that this guy needs to be fired. What I want to hear the media talk about is what improvements are being made. How are we moving forward from this? Instead of dwelling on the issue of this guy's to blame, whose head's to roll, I don't care about that. I want to know what's going to happen next time to prevent something like this to happen, or if something like this does happen again, what improvements have been made that's not going to take 46 minutes to release some kind of statement? And that's all I'm looking for, and I'm not hearing it from the media. Thank you.
My name is Joyce Valeda. I'm a resident of the Puna district of the Big Island of Hawaii. This was not a simple thing of, oh, we made a mistake in a cake baking recipe. This incident affected so many people with so much extreme stress that it can't be swept under the rug. I was at first satisfied that the agency fired that individual. But after listening to more radio reports, I'm convinced absolutely that more scrutiny of that individual is in order here. We need to know exactly, why did that person do that?
This is Gregory T. Smith from Puna, Hawaii. My comment is that the incident was extremely unfortunate because the angst that caused the people around the state, particularly people that, you know, were not educated into this type of drill. I'm very happy that, you know, the state has actually instigated this because of the possible threat of, you know, nuclear attack from Korea. But the problem was that the real terror that it did cause people, particularly one of my relatives just gave birth to a 6-week-old baby boy at the time of the incident, and she made the comment of, is this all the time that he has? The good thing is that we did have this happen, and prayerfully the state and the federal officials, county officials, will rectify the situation. Mahalo.
Sean from Kaneohe. I haven't heard the cost of this whole thing. How much did it cost? I know it's preliminary, but what's the cost of this whole debacle? Is the fact that we have a one-party system running the government a cause for the debacle as well, since we don't have any recourse but to do it the democratic way? Thank you.
Hello, this is Carl from Kapoho calling. I feel like people are just trying to gauze it over. I want people to look at the reality that the siren doesn't make any difference at all. If we're going to get hit with a nuclear explosion, who cares about a siren? Why spend $1.50 on that? Buy some homeless people some food, I say.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. You can email us at talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org, reach out via social media on Facebook or Twitter, or call our talkback line, which is 792-8217.